Now that the United Nations Climate Summit in Paris is done and the weary diplomats have gone home, the historic deal is being dissected by scientists, especially those scientists who've been tracking climate change for decades. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports on what they think of the new agreement to fight global warming.
Jerry Melillo is a scientist at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. He says if you've been studying climate change for decades, like he has, this is a rewarding moment.
The accord signals that the world really gets it, that climate change is a serious issue, and if left unchecked, will have catastrophic consequences for society.
He was struck by the debate in Paris over whether to keep warming below 2 degrees Celsius or to try for much lower, below 1.5 degrees.
This says to me that the world understands that we have to do as much as possible, as soon as possible.
Not everyone was so impressed. Kevin Trenberth is a climate researcher at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado.
And there was a tremendous amount of discussion about should we have a target of 1.5 degrees as opposed to 2 degrees C.
He thinks we'll have blown through both those targets by around the year 2060.
And so the discussion actually becomes somewhat irrelevant.
He says, okay, the Paris summit laid out a bunch of lofty goals.
The things which are not addressed are how to achieve those goals. There's no mention of a carbon tax. There's no mention of any penalties if countries don't come through.
That point was echoed by Michael Oppenheimer, an expert on climate change at Princeton University.
There are no enforcement and compliance provisions in this agreement which would cause a government to quake at the fear of not meeting the commitments they made.
And he says the provisions for transparency and openness still haven't been worked out in detail. If they're not strong, no one will be able to tell if governments are keeping their promises. But some say, come on, you're not going to solve the entire climate problem in one fell swoop. Richard Alley is at Penn State University.
I don't think it's fair to look at Paris and say, you should have done everything today. And so the question is, are we moving in the right direction? Is this a step on the journey that more steps can be taken and will get us there? And I think that it is that.
And ocean scientist Christy Croker says, at least now there's some plan forward.
Which I can tell you for sure is better than no plan at all.
She's at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
I would say I'm really tentatively hopeful that we're at a turning point for our planet.
A lot of climate researchers are at a big science conference in San Francisco this week. Ken Caldera of the Carnegie Institution for Science spoke to me from there. He said the Paris Agreement is definitely a topic of conversation.
I mean, it is a really historic agreement. I think this is the biggest thing to happen in the politics of climate change since the Kyoto Protocol. And I guess we just have to hope that this is a lot more successful than the Kyoto Protocol.
He says, personally, he's a little cynical and doubts countries will really do what they said they'd do. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.